All right, good afternoon. You're listening to the WGXC Saturday Afternoon Show. I'm Tom Rowe, and we're live from the Wave Farm in Acre, where it is 45 degrees, according to National Weather Service. And we are here with, we're here with Laura Haddon and Tennessee Watson, who are going to be here at Wave Farm for a while. You just arrived about a half hour ago, or... Whoops, let me get your mics up. Let's see here. Let's try it again, Laura.
Yep, we just got here 30 minutes ago.
That sounds much better. And you guys drove in from Brooklyn?
Mm-hmm.
And how was that?
That drive was good. I'm not an expert city driver, so Tennessee was very patient with me, and we survived, and we're here.
Yeah, you're not an expert rural driver either, just to add.
Yeah, we're both going to be driving. We're going to be alternating driving.
And tell our listeners, what are you in Greene County for?
We're going to be working on this project called Wage Working, in which we'll be interviewing local residents about their jobs and their relationship to the work that they do. It's largely based on Studs Terkel's book, Working, in which he went around in the 70s and did oral histories and interviewed people of all types of professions, all types of backgrounds, about how they felt about the work that they did. And so we were really inspired by that and wanted to revisit that project and get to know the people in this community and how they feel about what they do and how the community functions.
Yeah, and we hope that we're able to develop a way of doing this project here that we might be able to take to our hometowns eventually and to other communities across the country too. So we're excited to try it out here and see how it feels, and we're honored that the residents of Greene and Columbia County will help us to figure out how to make this project work as best as it can.
Well, hopefully. Tell us a little bit about your background. You've worked with audio documentary before?
Yeah, I started looking at documentary in general in college, and I moved out to the Bay Area shortly thereafter, and I was an apprentice for a community radio station, KPFA. It's a Pacifica station out there, working on a community radio show, getting training out there for about 2 years. And then when I moved to New York, I started working at The Moth, which is a live storytelling organization with a public radio show and a podcast, and I've just sort of been diving in ever since.
How about you, Tennessee?
I started in documentary radio, specifically with American Radio Works, which is the documentary unit at Minnesota Public Radio, and then I went to work at the Center for Documentary Studies in Durham, North Carolina, and have done a lot of work with teenagers producing radio in North Carolina and in Washington, D.C. So I've done a work on my own, but also been involved in facilitating that process for other people who want to tell their story and share their story over the airwaves. So, and now I live here, but until 30 minutes ago, I lived in Brooklyn and was doing that there.
So you'll be here for 2 months, for April and May, and I think you're going to have some public events. At least one I see here.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a workshop teaching people some basic audio production, how to create vox pops, and interviewing their local community about issues that are important to them.
And that's going to be, it looks like, April 28th, all day at the Cairo Public Library in downtown Cairo.
Yeah, we really hope that people get excited about it and decide to sign up.
And what will, if somebody has never worked with audio before, what will they find out that day? Or,
well, they'll get to use an audio recorder and learn how to use it for field recordings and interviews. They'll get to brainstorm with their fellow workshop participants questions that they would want to ask and really think about what kinds of questions get stories out of people. So we'll think through that. And then we'll go do some interviews with each other and then hopefully try and grab some passersby in the library or out on the street close to the library and be able to ask people questions around a common theme. And then we'll bring those sounds and recordings back and edit them into something collectively with all of the work that everybody did that'll sound like a collage of voices all kind of addressing a common theme. And it's a really cool format. You know, when people learn how to do it, one of the cool things is to one person starts a sentence and then you get somebody else who had a similar idea to finish that sentence. And so you really get to see these ways that people agree or disagree and highlight that with the editing style. So that's what we're going to teach.
And if folks don't know out in the listening audience there, WGXC has a field recorder at the Caro Library that if you have a card there, you can check out, and you need to get trained once to learn how to use it, but then you can check it out and take it to record your town meeting or your kids' chorus event at the elementary school or whatever it is that you want to document. Is there a renaissance in documenting audio now with the internet? And I guess I was going to ask this about the field recorders, but everybody kind of has a recorder in their pocket now these days.
And that's another thing too, in terms of like figuring out how to use cell phones and the, you know, using that as recording devices too. People that come to the workshop should bring whatever gadgets that they have available to them, and we'll help people figure out how they can use it to do their own field recordings.
Yeah, we recorded a school board meeting last year, and some folks had checked out the Caro Library, the Zoom field recorder, and were recording the school board meeting, and they called me and said, "Oh, we're running out of batteries." And I came over there with my phone, and I recorded the second half of the meeting with my phone, and then we cut the two recordings together, and to my ear, at least, the phone recording sounded better than the Zoom recording.
Yeah,
it's amazing all the power that we carry around in our pockets.
Yeah, so everybody, if you're at your town meeting already and you've got your phone in your pocket, you can record it, and the radio station here will upload it and put it on the air too. So are more people interested in audio now that they have the access to easier tools, I guess?
I hope so. I think that that's a trend that we certainly see in video, and I think that audio is coming along in that same way that we have, you know, you see on the news and all stuff, all sorts of, you know, user-submitted videos and photos, and I think increasingly audio is going to be a part of that for radio.
Is it different for you working with just audio as opposed to a video? You're working with video and audio.
I prefer audio. I think it's a lot. I don't know if it's because I'm not naturally as much of a visual thinker, but audio, I think for me, what I really care about is the story and what is being said and listening. And for me, I really like just being able to focus in on that and give it the space and attention that it deserves.
Yeah, I agree. And I also think that, you know, for me, there's a intimacy that comes with radio, but there's also, I made a decision to focus on radio because of the accessibility to it. You know, I didn't want to work in a way that where what I produce would only be accessible to a certain socioeconomic class. And radios are very affordable to buy, but they're also things that people can build, and it is still a predominant way of communicating information all over the world. So that was important for me to know how to tell stories through radio, but then also know the mechanics of how to make it happen too. So,
and I guess with your project, you seem very conscious of sometimes in our society, I guess the people that have the most money have the most say in the culture, and your project kind of flips that on its head.
Yeah, we're still, we're trying to figure out how this is all going to work out. But our idea is that in some form of the project, that the stories that you hear from people talking about their work, the duration of that story will correspond to the amount of time that it takes them to make $1, $1 US. So in broad brushstrokes, if you make a lot of money, then your story would be shorter. And if you don't make a lot of money, then your story would play for longer. But exactly how that equation works out is tricky, and it's individualized, and how people figure out how long it takes them to make a dollar, that process is also a reflection of their relationship to work and the economy. Like, for example, I was trying to figure it out for myself the other day, and I'm a freelance worker. So in some respects, I could work any hour of the day, any day of the week. And so I was thinking, do I take my yearly earnings and divide them by the total number of hours in a year? Or do I take a more idealistic approach and think, no, I only work 40 hours a week, and trying to figure that out. So, you know, just even that made me question, like, wow, I really am putting myself in this position as a worker where, like, I, you know, I'm setting an expectation for myself that I should work all the time, which is, I don't really want to do that, so.
Yeah, and then for a lot of other people, it's a question of benefits. You know, how do you do the math if it's, there's vacation time or, you know, health benefits or health benefits for spouses and children? It, I mean, everybody's economic situation is so nuanced. And so for us, part of the challenge and part of what's exciting is how do you take all that nuance and make it really visceral and really accessible and but honor the complexity.
And do you think about a teenager who does chores and an allowance that they get? Does that count as work? You know, people who are working all the time but are never getting compensated for it, like thinking about mothers or fathers caring for kids, things like that. So just exploring that and trying to figure out, you know, how to map it out. But we don't want the piece to be people doing math. We want it to be stories.
And what about the unemployed? I mean, there's more unemployed.
Yeah.
So you have to come up with an equation for that somehow.
Yeah. And I think that a large part of how we decide to do the equation, I mean, I think it could be, we don't exactly know what that's going to look like. And I think that our conversations will inform that too. And so we're really open to the other ways that people are thinking about this that perhaps we haven't even thought of yet. So I'm really looking forward to sort of digging in with the stories and to some extent the math.
Yeah. And we're really eager. I mean, we just got here, but we're eager to start doing interviews and meeting people and talking to them about their work. And so if you are interested in telling your story or offering us a suggestion about people that we should talk to or places that we should go or certain kinds of jobs that are particularly important, relevant in these communities, you should give us a phone call.
Yes. And the phone number for that is 518-314-9675. And it's very handily, it spells out 518-314-WORK. And then you can also email us, and our email address is wageworking@gmail.com. And we're really excited to get to know people in this community and so honored to be here.
Yeah.
All right. So give us that contact information again if folks want to tell their story about their job or their work or their whatever their labor is. What are the phone numbers and email addresses again?
Yeah. It's 518-314-9675, 518-314-WORK. Or wageworking@gmail.com.
All right, and we're talking to Laura Haddon and Tennessee Watson, and they're going to be here at a Wave Farm in Acre for the next 2 months. So we'll probably hear from you on many of these Saturday afternoons and some of the late night midnights over the next 2 months to update us as the project goes along. And we'll remind everybody, too, that when is that workshop?
April 28th.
And that's at from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Cairo Public Library in downtown Cairo, just behind Town Hall, the brand new Cairo Public Library. April 28th, Capturing Community Voices workshop from Laura Haddon and Tennessee Watson.
And it's free, and there are limited spots, so I'm not sure what the registration process is, but jump on it. So
it looks like you email Galen Joseph Hunter, GJH at free103.9.org. or call 622-2598, and that is all at WGXC.org right now. You can find out all that information at WGXC.org. Thank you so much, Laura Haddon and Tennessee Watson, for joining us today. Why don't you guys go get something to eat?
Thank you so much.
All right. We'll be back on the Saturday afternoon show in just a few minutes.